Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Move among us with holy fire as we lay aside all earthly desire. Hands reach out and our hearts aspire. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Let the breeze of your presence blow, that your children here may truly know how to move in the Spirit's flow. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Please accomplish in us today some new work of loving grace, we pray. Unreservedly, have your way. Holy Spirit, we welcome you.
Here we are in your presence, lifting holy hands to you. Here we are praising Jesus. Still praising Jesus for the things He's brought us through, and for the things He's going to.
Here we are, still praising Jesus for the things He's brought us through and for the things He's going to do. Thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. Later on, we're going to be talking about asking for God's help. Psalm 121, verse 2 says, "My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth." We're going to share a psalm later, Psalm 86, which also speaks of asking God for help. All of us need help at times. Circumstances beyond our control, or things that we have done and we've gotten ourselves into a hole and we can't get out, and we need the help of the Lord. However, the Lord has said that when we ask for help, there's one thing we have to do, and that's to accept the fact that we can't help ourselves, that we need God Almighty. We'll be talking about that later, and we'll be worshiping God together here in A Call to Worship. My Lord, I thank you for letting us come into your presence today and to worship you, and to thank you for your goodness, and to thank you for your help. and to thank you for the free salvation that you have provided through the shed blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. You are an awesome God, and your love is awesome as well. Whatever problem we find ourselves in, we know you love us and you want the best for us. And you want to help us, but you want us to ask for it. Just like a parent wants a child to come and say, "Daddy, help me." I think that's what you want us to do, Lord. You want our praise and you want our adoration. And I think that comes first. And we'll be doing a lot of that today, Lord, praising you and thanking you for your goodness. But we're also going to be thinking about how you are there for us when we need help and how much you love us. Father, if there's somebody listening today to this program who has never experienced the joy of knowing you as their Heavenly Father and knowing how much you love them and want to help them and want to lift them up out of the miry clay and out of that deep pit they might find themselves in, I pray that your Holy Spirit might just envelop them today, Lord, and they might feel your presence as we worship you today, and that you might just bring them to the place where they will say, "Abba, Father, Daddy, I need you. I need your help." And they might accept you and your Son, Jesus, as their personal Lord and Savior and Redeemer and Restorer. Heavenly Father, this program is for you, and we worship you today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. In your presence, Lord, there is comfort. In your presence, there is peace. When we seek the Father's heart, we will find such blessed assurance, an ever-open door to know our Savior more in the presence of the Lord.
In the quiet. As I kneel before you now, I believe your promise to be faithful. I don't always understand what your perfect peace. tug of war at me. All day long I struggle for answers that I need. But then I come into your presence, and all of my questions become clear. And for the sacred moment, no doubts can interfere. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, in the hour of distress. Now there is never any reason for you to give up in despair. Just slip away and breathe His name, for He will surely
truly we are in His presence, the presence of the Almighty. Open your hearts. Allow Him to fill every need. Worship Him as we sing. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
And now let me share with you Psalm 86, a prayer of David. And today I'd like to share it with you from the New International Version. Hear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my life, for I am devoted to you. You are my God. Save your servant who trusts in you. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. You are forgiving and good, O Lord, abounding in love to all who call to you. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. In the day of my trouble, I will call to you, for you will answer me. Among the gods there is none like you, O Lord. No deed can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, O Lord. They will bring glory to your name. For you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. For great is your love toward me. You have delivered me from the depths of the grave. The arrogant are attacking me, O God. A band of ruthless men seeks my life, men without regard for you. But you, O Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Grant your strength to your servant and save the son of your maidservant. Give me a sign of your goodness, that my enemies may see it and be put to shame. For you, O Lord, have helped me and comforted me.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou
listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. We just heard the wonderful song, Great is Thy Faithfulness, by Larnell Harris. And that's also been playing in the background, featuring the Don Marsh Orchestra. as we think and talk today about God's faithfulness, how we can always call on Him during those difficult times of life, and He will be faithful. Coming up a little later on in our broadcast, we're going to be talking about asking God for help. Throughout the Scriptures, those in distress called on God for divine assistance. And although God's relief may not have come as quickly as they had hoped or liked, He always heard their pleas for help. And He will hear your pleas, too. During those difficult times of life, when you're going through those valleys, you're going through those tough times. We'll be talking about asking God for help during tough times of life, coming up a little later on in our broadcast. Right now, quickly, let me thank you for your letters and your financial help of this ministry. Things have been a little tough recently, I have to tell you that, with income. Now, I know it's the summer months, and that makes it tough right there because a lot of people are traveling. But let me encourage you to pray for, and if God directs you, to send a gift for this radio ministry. We continue on the air because people like you care enough to pray and give. And your tax-deductible gift might just keep us on this station for another year. Now, this station offers the airtime to us without charge. That's a wonderful gift. And I hope you'll contact them and thank them for carrying call to worship. And if this is a listener-supported ministry, too, send them a financial gift to help them out during these tough summer months. Now, you could write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. I often mention that that's a long address. Sometimes it's hard to remember it all. But here's a shorter address, and that's our website. It's www.calltoworship, that's all one word, www.calltoworship.us. You're going to find a lot of good things on that website, in addition to our mailing address, in case you couldn't write it down. But it may be just as easy for you to give to Call to Worship through the Internet. It's safe and it's secure. A lot of people do it that way, and maybe that will work out for you. But thank you for your support, whether you mail it in, whether you do it through the Internet. Your gifts are very important, and I do sincerely thank you for your support. A few other things on that website, in case you haven't stopped by and checked us out before now, is a complete list of the program for each week. For each week's program, I post the playlist listing the songs and the artists, even the album information from where I took the song. I posted the scripture for today right there on the website. Earlier we shared with you Psalm 86. You could have gone right to our website and followed right along. And of course, you can find out where this program is aired all over the country, over 350 stations carrying the program every weekend. And another thing, you can actually listen to Call to Worship anytime you want by way of the Internet. So I hope you'll stop by and visit us, www.calltoworship.us, and that long mailing address again, it's Call to Worship, 1236, that's 1236, Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Now let's continue with music here on A Call to Worship with Damaris Cawbaugh and her rendition of the song, He's Been Faithful.
In my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love, He's proved faithful to me. Every word He's promised is true. What I thought was impossible, I've seen my God do. He's been faithful, faithful. when my heart looked away, the many times I could not pray, still my God, He was faithful to me. The days I spent so selfishly reaching out for what pleased me, even then God was faithful to me. Every time I come back to Him, and I see once again, He's been faithful, faithful to me. Looking back, His love and mercy I see. Oh, in my heart.
now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley entitled A Touch of His Power, Meditations on God's Awesome Power, published by Zondervan Publishing House. In Psalm 121, verse 2, it says this, My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Today I want to talk a little bit about asking for God's help. A plaque hanging in the study of the pioneer missionary Hudson Taylor reminded him daily of God's power as he shared the gospel in the heart of China. It was inscribed with these two words, Ebenezer and Jehovah Jireh. Now, Ebenezer is the Hebrew word the prophet Samuel gave to the place where Israel gained a great victory over its enemies. The term literally means stone of help. And Samuel celebrated the rout by proclaiming, Thus far the Lord helped us. That was found in 1 Samuel 7:12. Now Jehovah Jireh is a compound name for God and means God, my provider. When Taylor looked at the pressing problems on the world's largest mission field, he saw them in the perspective of God's past help and his promise of future provisions. The power of God is manifested in His sure and certain help to mankind. David often cried out to the Lord for His help. We find it all through the Psalms. Throughout the Scriptures, those in distress called on God for divine assistance. Although God's relief may not have come as quickly or as predictably as they might have liked, He always heard their pleas for help. When King Asa was staring at a bloodthirsty throng of Cushites bent on destroying Judah, he quickly realized his impotence. In 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 11, we read this, Then Asa called on the Lord his God and said, Lord, there is no one like you to help the powerless against the mighty. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rely on you, and in your name we have come against this vast army. Asa surveyed the situation, recognized his inability, and came to God for help. Had he relied on the fighting spirit of his men, more than 300,000, he would have fallen. But his confession of inadequacy turned his attention to the Lord, and God gave him victory. Now, the fundamental criteria to receive God's help is an admission of our own helplessness. Only those who know they cannot be saved through their own righteous efforts realize their need for a Savior. Only they who grasp their own powerlessness to deal with a specific situation turn to the Lord for help. Catherine Marshall wrote in her book, Adventures in Prayer, she said, Why would God insist on helplessness as a prerequisite to answered prayer? One obvious reason is because our human helplessness is a bedrock fact. God is a realist and insists that we be realists too. So long as we are deluding ourselves that human resources can supply our heart's desires, we are believing a lie. Words of Catherine Marshall. If you focus only on your deficiency and not on God's adequacy, you will seldom have the courage to rise above your own circumstances. Seeking God's help is a confession of the Lord's majesty and power. The problem might be severe, but God is always sufficient. Oh, others may fail you, but God will not, for He is the sovereign Lord. He has helped you thus far, and He will not let you down now or in the future. Your help is in the Lord. Is there a better source? It is true that we are weak, but He is strong. Mighty Lord, I can do nothing without Your strength. Thank You for reminding me that all my power, all my knowledge is powerless without first being filtered through Your strength. And nothing will come into my life today that hasn't been already filtered through Your loving hands. So I ask You to carry me over these problems. I rely totally on You. There is no problem in my life that is too big, that You cannot solve it. There is no storm that's too dark that you cannot calm it, and there is no sorrow too deep that you cannot soothe it. Heavenly Father, I know that you will carry me over or through any problem that I may face today.
There is no problem too big God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall He cannot move it. There is no storm too dark God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep He cannot soothe it. If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my brother, that He will carry you. If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my sister, that He will carry you. He said, come. Cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall He cannot move it. There is no storm too dark God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep He cannot soothe it. If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my brother, that He will carry you. If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulder, I know, my sister, that He will carry you. If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulder, I know, my brother, that He will carry you.
That was the voice of Scott Wesley Brown, his song entitled, He Will Carry You. I'm Dave Kersey. Thank you for joining me today here in A Call to Worship. Thank you for your letters, and when you're able, your financial help of this radio ministry during these difficult months. And to say thank you for your gifts to Call to Worship, we're sending out a quarterly daily devotional called The Word for You Today. It's our way of saying thank you for believing in, praying for, and supporting Call to Worship. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. And remember that Call to Worship is a production of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry. Now let's wind up our time together with a song that reminds you, during those difficult times, you can indeed call on the Lord. Have a great week. See you next week on A Call to Worship.